This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Yes, there are concerns about rising interest rates and inflationary pressures, but apparently for a lot of people, that is not enough to keep them from buying new cars. After a rough last couple of years, the auto industry seems to be bouncing back. Sales for new light vehicles, which is a category that includes cars, SUVs, and pickups, were up about 20% in June from this time a year ago. That's according to data from the research company Ward's Intelligence. Meanwhile, some individual car makers like Honda and Volvo, they saw increases double that. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks at what is fueling our desire for new cars.
A lot of people like to buy a new car on the regular, say every few years, says Michael Brown, an auto dealer with stores in and around New York City.
You own the car in the first 3 years of its life. Very unlikely you're going to have major repairs or anything like that.
But with supply chain shortages, people haven't been able to maintain that schedule. And now they're itching for a new model, even though prices remain elevated. Jessica Caldwell is with the car shopping and research site Edmunds.
The pent-up demand has been so high for so long, and consumers are just thinking, this is just how it is nowadays.
Lots of consumers also feel confident they'll have the money to buy vehicles they might have once considered unaffordable. T. Rowe Price chief economist Blarina Arucci says that's thanks to the strong labor market.
You have this idea in mind that when you need a job or when you need to work more hours in the week, you'll be able to do that because those jobs are available.
There's also demand from rental car agencies and even parks departments who want new pickups and weren't able to get a look in the past few years. One thing giving some buyers pause, though, the cost of auto loans. Again, car dealer Michael Brown.
Rates were so low for so long, people get used to that. So then when they see that interest rates come up and we actually have to pay interest on things, it's almost like getting punched in the nose.
And depending on what the Federal Reserve decides about interest rates later this month, those metaphorical punches might hurt even more. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.